Last week we spoke about parental controls online and we received a huge reaction from parents looking for tips and tricks to keep their children safe online. Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has been looking into this area further and she's with me now. What have you found?
There was a product that came in, somebody texted in last week at the end of our chat asking about iKids, and it was something that I'd heard of in the past but I didn't know a whole lot about it. So I did a bit of digging and I found that iKids is an Irish company and it's a small box. They produce a small box that plugs into your modem and then this gives parents full control over their child's internet access. I actually sat down with Jason Sheehy from iKids last week and asked him what exactly their product does.
Okay, and what's his name again?
It's Jason Sheehy from iKids. It's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't
okay.
it, really?
It's a relatively simple product. It's designed by parents, for parents, and it allows a parent to control the internet access at home for their children. It has various different features. The most basic one would be it would allow them to turn off each specific device. So if you had an iPhone, a laptop, you can apply a restriction at night time, say when they're going to bed, so that they're not creeping upstairs and they're actually kind of they're sleeping. Same for study with the exams coming up now. You can set a schedule which allows the device to be offline. We've seen that on average there are about eight devices in each house, in an average house, and obviously the ages range. From, six, you have kids at six using smartphones now, or swiping tablets, right up to, say, maybe 15, 16. What restriction you'd have for one particular child wouldn't necessarily be the same for, a six-year-old, wouldn't be the same as, say, a 12-year-old or whatever. You can set the actual the filters based on the age of the child.
So you've got eight devices, tablets yes. and smartphones and all the rest of it. Where is master control? Is it on your desktop or is it on your tablet or where is it?
So it's on the parent's phone. So when you get this device, I actually had one and I don't have any children, but I had to play around with it with my phone and my boyfriend's phone on the weekend. And so all you do is plug it into your modem and then you, the parent, download the app onto your phone. And from there, you basically have this master control system. So you now need to log on every device. Each individual connected device has to be hooked up through this modem so that I can see, Pat's phone, I can see Ashling's phone, I can see Cormac's phone, I can see everyone's individual device. And if I want you to have access to YouTube but not Netflix, I can do that. If I want you to have access to Snapchat between 4 and 7 and nothing else, I can do that.
Wow.
It's very comprehensive. And the reason I like this product is because when I was younger, I have three siblings. And when I was younger, if my parents didn't want one of us to go online, they switched the entire modem off. So none of us had access to internet online. A lot of us are working from home now. What this does is it means parents can still have full access to the internet themselves and just a bit of peace of mind then with what their kids are doing.
And this is a one-off payment. You buy the device and that's it.
It's €99, which I think is very affordable. Some of the emails that came in after the show last week and the week before when we started this conversation, people are desperate for some way to find a system to manage their child's time online. What iKids are saying is, there's a little booklet that comes with it and suggests that you give sort of this digital currency, you give your child online time like you would give them pocket money. As we approach exam season, this is going to be very important as well, so you can knock it off.
It's called iKids, that's K-Y-D-Z.
The cool way.
So it's kind of a catchy way to write it. Where do you buy it?
You can buy it anywhere. You can buy it in, PC World, you can buy it in Harvey Norman, any retailer. We actually have full links up on newstalk.com/Pat Kenny, so you can find the site and then you can buy it either from their website or in store.
Already our listeners are saying, but what about if the child bypasses the modem, the Wi-Fi in the house and goes 3G or 4G? Haha.
This is something that as it stands iKids can't manage, but come March they're actually going to have an offering that allows the parent to monitor all activity, be it on 3G or 4G. That may come at a subscription cost, so you may have to subscribe to that. As it stands, it's not possible. But I think that
But they'll only be able to monitor rather than stop. They'll get an alert. Johnny is on Netflix and we told him not to.
No, you'll still be able to restrict it. Sorry, so that I misspoke there. So you'll still be able to restrict it as you were.
Interfere with the
It's controls on the set. It's controls on the actual phone. So it'll be software that's on the phone, basically. So it's a very clever idea. So this will be coming in March. But what iKids are saying is, you know, for the most part, kids don't really have bill phones. And if you're going on, if you're, you know, a teenager on a pay-as-you-go phone and you're watching Netflix, your credit's going to be eaten up very quickly. For the most part, it's kids who are using either pay-as-you-go devices or Wi-Fi on tablets. That's who we're trying to target here. It's also important to point out as well that this isn't Big Brother watching. Parents won't be able to see what little Johnny is searching on Google or anything like that. What they can see is that he was using Snapchat for 2 hours last night, or they were using, you know, YouTube. They can't see the exact details, so the kids still have privacy. I think it's important to point that out, because, you know, that would be an important factor for many people.
But then if you already have control of the YouTube content through their settings.
Exactly, yeah. So again, what we recommended last week is that parents download the YouTube Kids app. And that way, that already has parental controls. So if you control that one level again, sure, then you're laughing. But I just thought this was a great, it's an Irish product. It's very clever. And as Jason said there in the clip, you know, it's made by parents for parents. Mm. So they're understanding the issues and they're constantly developing their offering, which is why that 3G and 4G offering is coming down the line.
Okay, now, Android 7.0.
Yes.
You showed it to me yesterday after the program and I was very impressed because it actually makes your settings much clearer. It's more intuitive to use. So what did I do? As soon as I had the opportunity, I tried to download it. And it's not offering me that yet.
And you and I have the same phone. It's very frustrating. Android always do this. What they do is they release it in waves. Yeah. I don't know their methodology or what, but certain people, they said that it was available for anyone with a Samsung S7 or S7 Edge. Now, you have the Edge, I have the 7, and you couldn't get it, but I could. So you'll be in the next wave. So what I'm saying to people to do now is if you go into your settings, scroll down to About Device and hit on the software info bit and check if you're eligible. If you can't get it right now, you should have it by the end of the day, if not tomorrow morning.
Okay, because it told me there were no updates for me. There are absolutely none due, and it had checked last night.
Last night, checked again
this morning. Anyway, it'll come in waves.
It does come in
waves. So what's so good about it?
It's one of the most dramatic overhauls of the Android system that I can remember from the last few years anyway. So I downloaded it on Friday and I noticed straight away that my phone, it just looked cleaner. The font is slightly thinner, so the screen doesn't look as cluttered. The apps are more rounded. It's just a nicer screen to look at. But there's 7 features that I've noticed since I've played around with it, and they're just really worth talking about. The first one is Data Saver. So this is a mode, once you go into your settings and you go into data usage, there's the option to go into data saving mode. And what that does is it restricts background information. So I, for example, have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of these different apps that run in the background. And then it can tell me, oh, you've got one new notification. When I have data saver mode on, that restricts that. And that does cut back on your data usage massively, particularly for things like Snapchat and Instagram, because they're constantly trying to load new images for you to see. So that's number one. The second thing is reply from anywhere. This is a feature that, you know, as I'm talking to you now, I can see that I have WhatsApp messages coming in here on my phone. And rather than having to open out the WhatsApp app, I can still be answering emails or watching YouTube, and there's a little banner in the top of the screen that enables me to reply there straight away.
So you just tap the message that's come in on WhatsApp and it offers you the reply screen.
It pops up your keyboard and you can do that. And it's very neat. And again, these are only small changes, but I, as a user,
that's a very convenient one.
Incredibly convenient,
because you might be getting messages from Viber, from WhatsApp, from an ordinary text message, an email, and it'll all pop up.
All pop up in that little neat bar, which I really like. Next up is manage notifications, and this is something that iPhone owners have had for a little while. But what you can do is, it's called 3D Touch on the new iPhones. But what you can do is you can long press on an app on your home screen, and then you can decide whether to put the app to sleep, which means that you won't get any notifications or anything like that. You can uninstall, or you can go into app info and just change the settings for that particular app. Again, it's incredibly neat. It also, I've in recent weeks disabled
a
lot of notifications.
It takes over a little bit from Applications Manager.
Yeah, exactly. But again, it's trying to save you the time. Rather than having to go into settings, apps and scrolling down, you can just do it there and then. You can find the app that's annoying you.
There's some people who are not familiar with this think we're talking double Dutch, but anyway,
that's my life, Pat. Nobody understands what I'm talking about 95% of the time.
What else?
Next up is the settings change. So the settings has changed completely on this, like you said, and it's just so much nicer. You can do a lot more from the pull-down menu now on your home screen. One feature that's definitely worth checking out is the blue light filter. We've spoken about this on the programme before. The blue light is the hue that comes from your screen. It keeps you awake at night if you're like me and look at your social media at 3 a.m. What that does is it reduces it and it doesn't wake up your brain as much. Definitely worth checking out. Another one that I know that you will like is called Quick App Switching. So what that means is I always have a few apps on the go. So I've got email, WhatsApp, yeah, my gallery. If you double press your the button that has two windows on the left-hand side of your phone,
which normally gives you a whole cascade of what you have open.
Exactly. If you double press that, it'll let you go back to the previous window. So it's kind of like pressing Control Tab on a PC. You can just jump from one window to another. It's very neat. Another thing worth checking out is the display size. We get a lot of emails and texts in about, you know, accessibility options for Android. iPhone are quite good. Up to now, Android have been quite limited. You can now change the size of the icons on your home screen to as big as you like. So if you struggle to see, you know, which icon is which, you can make it as big as you please. So as big as a stamp if you wanted it to be, which is a nice little feature, and it's very easy to do.
So the ones that you use most often, you can actually exaggerate.
Exactly. And so that they're easy to see. And then the final one is for silly people like me who like using GIFs in WhatsApp conversations and on Twitter. That's now built in. So there are just seven of the things. There's so many more. We've the full kind of walkthrough up on newstalk.com now. But check it out. Make sure that you update when it becomes available.
Okay, a couple of things. Android updates are also approved by carriers at different times. I had to wait 3 months for the same phone, a different carrier. In other words, their mate got it quickly from one carrier.
Yeah.
And he had to wait 3 months.
That
from
could explain
carrier.
The difference between you and I, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Usually that kind of happens if there's, you know, if they're trying to work out bugs or whatever it may be. But anyway, hopefully, as I said, by tomorrow morning at the very latest, anyone with an S7 or a 7 Edge should have it, and then everyone else should follow.
Okay. Questions for you.
Sure.
With Android 7, I lost my back button. Help.
You lost your back button.
Mm.
It depends on what phone you have. Some of the HTCs, for example, would have a back button. If you can just email me what phone to packkenny@newstalk.com and I'll get back to you after the show. Sometimes this happens. It may just be, you know, a different combination of things that you have to do to get that back. But email me what phone you have and I'll get back to you.
Sean says, my Huawei keeps turning off the radio when I open another app. Any suggestions? In other words, the new app overrides.
Yeah. I suppose it depends on the settings, because I don't think that Huawei has an FM tuner. So
no, it must be on the web.
Yeah, it must be a web-based app. So that's in your settings. So if you go into your settings, app settings, scroll down and just see what your commands are, basically, because your phone may be set to default that, you know, if you open, I don't know, Spotify, that knocks off another
one. It used to irritate me that certain things kept playing when you close the app.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Now, app manufacturers have gotten a lot better at that. About that, in fact, the latest News Talk app, what we've done now, because that's something that a lot of people told us, there's the option to exit the app rather than just closing it down. You exit it, and that makes sure the radio player dies down.
iKids, I have an app called Screen Time.
Mm.
It's a couple of euro a month and works great for monitoring my kids' tablet usage.
Yeah, again, that's a good alternative. There's a lot of these out there. As I said, I'm trying to make my way through all the different products and services that are out there, but iKids was just one that caught my eye. Particular, but that one definitely is worth checking out.
Another one here says, this is just for your information, Jess.
Uh-huh.
The advantage of me having a Nexus 5X is that I've had these updates for the last few weeks, because you're always first in the update queue.
It is true. It's absolutely true.
Because that's their own phone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Google phone. The only thing that I find is that I can't walk into a shop and buy a Nexus, and that pees me off, basically. I like recommending things that people can go into the shop and buy.
Why, how do you get a Nexus?
You order online.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are no deals then with
your network and stuff like that, yeah. So that kind of frustrates me a little bit.
All right. Well, look, Jess, thank you very much for that. iKids, we've got links on the Newstalk website that
will
enable you to buy that. And you can get it in Harvey Norman's and Harvey Norman's and PC World.
PC World and DID and all the whole shop.
All of that. And the other thing is, watch out if you're an Android user for Android 7.0.